Nutrition. Development takes up the strides known for the 1 billion PPP soldiers to add major economic breakthroughs. And the drug rule that programs for not more than 62 children kidnapped in Nigeria. The Christian Church's military group has called on the Mexican Nation of Gaza, ECVAS, to ensure transparency and adherence to the law in the creation of health. The group will follow the statement ahead of the 2026 general election. ECVAS's program director, Speaker Manuel, states that although ECVAS has explained that the absence of a recording statement has been anticipated by the growing number of resistant voters, the creation of new power stations like two power provisions for high and metropolitan health. ECRU says that the law requires only new created power stations to be formally regulated and properly owned in line with legal procedures. He explains that the increase in power stations is expected in an area where the number of registered voters exceeds the maximum threshold that a power station can accommodate. This is approximately 1,000 voters per station. However, says that the commission should provide more detailed information to the public regarding the affected area in the interest of transparency.
While the Electric Commission of Zambia has clarified its concerns with what has anticipated the increase in the number of polling stations, the Electoral Process Act guides the terms of how polling stations are created, and therefore there is still need for the Commission to undertake the creation of new polling stations following what is provided for in the law. And that includes having the state polling stations directed. But in addition to that, the commission should then be able to indicate in terms of at provincial level what provinces have been affected by the increase, at district level, at constituent level, as well as at club level.
The man with the lead agenda organization holding in Zambia, NGO 16, is urging political parties to increase the selection of women candidates in the ongoing candidate selection process ahead of the general election scheduled for August 13, 2026. NGO 64 chairperson Bishop has reminded political parties of the commitments that they made to sign pledges to promote women's participation in politics by adopting at least 30% female candidates. The Bishop has noted that political parties should move away from sidelining qualified women and instead ensure that female candidates are elected in constituencies where they have the realistic chances of winning. She stated that certified by means for inclusion requires recognizing women who have demonstrated their leadership and strong engagement within their communities rather than the occasional male candidate who plays grassroots involvement. Male candidates have also pointed out that at least the qualified female candidates have already been shared with political parties, leaving no justification for excluding women during the election process.
NGOs need to remind parties that women are relevant and capable. Lists of qualified female candidates have been shared with parties, removing any excuse for unavailability. We believe Zambia's mobilization and the less than 15% in the recent weeks deserve parliament and approaching 7% at local government level. The time to change the narrative is now, while elections are ongoing. Proportional representation too must not be used to deny women access to the 226 state passive offices.
The Civil Society Election Integrity Forum of Zambia is taking political parties' comments from stakeholders to reflect the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECV, saying current conduct is an example of the political and political actions. Forum chairperson Jeremy Bonner says no political parties or candidates should be allowed to participate in elections while simultaneously insulting or undermining the commission responsible for managing the electoral process. The commission and no political cabinet are officially appointed to describe and administer the electoral process, adding that describing them as partisan without evidence is irresponsible and undermines public trust in democratic institutions. Since the Hormel has placed all kinds of media help to emphasize this possibility in their coverage of election-related matters, warning that the funding of platforms to individual scrutiny of election officials without giving them a chance to respond is totally confidence for the commission. The extent of our overseas lockdown program to maintain information restraint on the authorities and critical stakeholders before drawing conclusions, saying their assistance needs to be based on facts and not disinformation. A dynamic and development expert, Joanne Lambert, has held government training of 19 public-private partners for PPP programs worth approximately $9.1 billion at the New York School for Uganda's Infrastructure Development and Economic Transformation Agenda. Government yesterday disclosed that it has signed 19 public-private partnerships, PPP projects worth more than $9.3 billion since 2022, as part of efforts to accelerate infrastructure development across the country. Promoting under development instead of extending the project secured over the past 5 years demonstrates growing investor confidence in Uganda's economy and government's commitment to using innovative financial mechanisms to accelerate market development. The same for investment. The largely concentrated underlying infrastructure sector are expected to improve productivity, create jobs, stimulate trade, and support long-term economic growth. There are certain uncertainties that the PPP model reflects progressive economic management under the UPND administration because it enables governments to attract private sector capital and technical expertise without excessively increasing foreign debt, sovereign debt rather, especially during the country's debt restructuring process. Also noted that the infrastructure projects have the potential to create employment opportunities, support local businesses, improve productivity and enhance service delivery while contributing to Zambia's broader industrialization and economic transformation goals. Mr. has since reached government to ensure transparency, accountability and effective implementation of the PPP agreements to guarantee value for money and tangible development impact for citizens. The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has described the late innovator Archbishop Mark Robert Collector Joseph as a devoted servant of God who dedicated his life to the service of the Church and humanity. The late Archbishop Collector Joseph died yesterday, May 16, 2026, at the age of 79, after serving as Archbishop of Lusaka in the Catholic Church from 1986. Until his retirement in 2018. In a statement, CCZ General Secretary Reverend Karen Taylor said Archbishop Lusaka's courageous strength of martyrs of government, justice, peace, and national unity aimed to deep respect across denominational and society lines. Reverend Taylor said that through his humility, wisdom, and unwavering commitment to truth, Archbishop Lusaka remained a beacon of moral leadership in Zambia. He has since extended heartfelt condolences to the Catholic Church, the Zambia Council of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, the Archdiocese of Lusaka, Archbishop of the family, and all the churches affected by the loss. Meanwhile, the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDG, has described the late Archdiocese of Bishop as a well servant of God, whose training defended the scriptures and guided leaders on how citizens ought to be governed. FDG spokesperson Anthony Chibiru says the party will remember the late former bishop of the Lusaka Archdiocese as a well servant of God, who demonstrated boldness and courage throughout his ministry, noting that he remained fearless in speaking out against wrongdoing by those in authority, even in the face of threats from his life.
Bishop Lusaka will be remembered as the Lord's servant.